Doomsday landed. I jerked it hard. All right.
All right, welcome to episode 20... Fuck, what is this?
21.1.
21.1? Oh, that's right, we just did 22. I can't fucking count.
All
right.
We're going to post this before we post.
Got it, okay. Welcome to episode 21.1 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I'm sitting here with Cripple J and Big... Oh, yeah, sorry, and Big Matt.
Shalom.
We are here to talk about the Batman... The Batman v Superman trailer that just debuted a couple of days ago. So let's get into that shit.
So my initial reaction upon first watching it was actually the opposite of what I thought I would feel. I was actually upset by the fact that they revealed so much in the trailer. That was one of the things I did not want to see Doomsday. I did not want them to confirm that Doomsday was going to be in the movie. But... upon watching it, I've watched it about 5 times now. The more I'm watching it, the more I'm actually getting excited about the movie.
See, when I initially watched the movie, I got excited because I had pretty low hopes for it, but this has really built it up. But I agree, they showed way too much in that preview. They should have left a lot more.
And then I guess, well, here, Tony, your initial reaction. What was your initial reaction when watching it?
I liked it a lot, but everything that I saw was not new to me because I'm always reading stuff online anyway. Mm-hmm. The fact of Doomsday being in the movie, or Zod somehow being, you know, engineered, or however they were going to do it, I heard about that. Everything I heard was kind of confirmed. So
it looks like Zod is going to be Doomsday, which doesn't follow the comic at all.
No,
so I mean it's a little bit different there, but I don't mind the fact that they're taking liberties with the comic and coming up with their own, you know, version of it. I think it's actually pretty cool that they're reincorporating Zod into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go kind of bit by bit through the trailer from what I remember. We don't have it pulled up right now.
I get a little breakdown here.
Okay, go ahead.
So first they showed the interaction between Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent at Lex's party.
I actually really liked that.
That was
now,
cool.
Here's the thing.
I liked it till Lex talked.
I liked till Lex talked, but here's the thing.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Let's start with this. Ben Affleck, really your first look of Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne.
He nailed it.
He fits it big time. He's you don't like him up front, to be honest with you. He doesn't fit the Playboy, you know, persona as much.
Right.
But he just looks like a Bruce Wayne would look. Very rich. He looks very rich, very suave, very confident when he walks in the room.
He's probably got the best look of all the Bruce Waynes we've seen.
As an older one, I guess. As a more seasoned Bruce Wayne.
Well, yeah, because this is supposed to be established. Yeah. Like every.
Yeah, this isn't the same
and then
Bruce Wayne we've seen.
It's still Henry Cavill as Clark. He does fit it, to be honest with you. He fits the role very well. So yeah. I liked it, and then I agree with Jay. I was good with all of that, the interaction between those two. A lot of, you know, quick one-liner jokes, you know. The joke about dealing with clowns.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. But why not save that for the movie? Save that so we don't see that. I would have rather seen that in the movie. I would have laughed my ass off in the movie, to be honest with you, if I saw that. But then, what do you think about Lex when he first started talking, when he first came in?
I don't understand what the hell Eisenberg is doing, honestly. Like, at parts later in the trailer, I remember you said something, I think, on email, where some of his dialogue they got for him later seems pretty good, but that initial introduction to him, like, Lex is not some goofy, like, fucker like that.
Is it more of an homage to Gene Hackman? Because that was more of a campy version of Lex with Gene Hackman.
No, spoilers have come out about his character, so I don't know if you want to know them or not.
No, I don't want to know. No,
so we won't get into it, but I think there's a reason for it.
For him being...
But is it more...
My guess is it's more of an act, just to put on a mask of some kind, showing, hey, this is me in public, but really behind closed doors, I'm the dark Lex that everyone expects to see.
See, I like the later dialogue. It's just his delivery of it.
Okay.
Just didn't do it justice. And when you know the spoilers, and if it's like we've heard, then it might make a little more sense.
Yep.
But, yeah, I'm not a fan of that casting right now.
But I'm not one of these internet trolls or fanboys. I'm going to go see the movie. I'm going to give Eisenberg a shot. Just the first initial... That's him interacting with other people. I'm like, dude...
You'll still come home and sleep in your Superman sheets.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm like...
So we went from Bruce and Clark's first interaction. The next... What's the next...
I think it was then the action, the fighting between the two.
Okay.
Superman, Unmasked Batman.
That's why show that to us in the preview? They did not need to show that to us.
And see, and they show everything, like, I guess he's captive, and they show the flying monkey guys, which I don't really know much about that.
Yeah,
people are saying maybe it ties to Acropolis and Darkseid somehow.
Yeah, I've heard that,
but
too.
But if that's the case, they're getting too ambitious right off the bat.
Because here's the thing. The first thing I thought was the music didn't catch me. Because, Toner, you'll agree with me on this. As far as the music, when you saw the Man of Steel soundtrack, or sorry, the Man of Steel trailer when it first came out, same director, that music captures you right away,
right?
And the Man of Steel did not give away too much in the trailer.
Right.
And that trailer was like, oh my God, we're about to see something amazing.
Yep.
The music in this one did not capture me. It didn't pull me in. And it didn't really feel like a trailer versus like a mini feature, you know what I mean? Just giving us a lot of information about the movie that didn't need to be spoiled right away.
It's almost like a series of clips that just got thrown together.
Yep.
Not necessarily a trailer.
So why do you guys think they went that route with it? I mean, are they worried this not, they need to put all this in there just to draw people in to see the movie?
I don't think so. I mean, it's... There's been movies like fucking Terminator Salvation. When you found out that Sam Worthington was like a Terminator, like, that's a bit too much. Like,
thanks, Ass. I've never seen it.
Yeah, them. Okay. But showing Doomsday, like, I wasn't expecting to see that. When I heard that like growl and I saw him like jump, I'm like, oh shit. Okay, we're getting Doomsday.
And
I did like that.
That was like, oh, they really did it.
I was like, oh fuck yeah.
They did it. And here's the thing: when you saw it, the first thing I thought was the Thing from the newest Fantastic Four. They used like the same CGI, the almost exact same CGI for it. So, but here we're skipping around a bit.
It goes to Lex talking about if man won't kill God, then the devil needs to, or something along those lines. I got here noted that the Affleck bat voice is almost as bad as Bale's.
No, they're doing what Kevin Smith's always been talking about. A lot of his podcasts was Bruce Wayne wouldn't do his voice that way. He'd use some kind of technology. That's
right.
What he's doing. So is it bad? Yeah, it's going to be kind of. I think it's going to be. At least he won't be that hard to understand, I don't think.
Right.
So he'll be able to understand him. At least they're making it make sense as to why he's doing it. He's doing it to cover him up, and this is how he would do it. He would use a modulator versus just gruffling his voice deeply.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to have too big of a problem with it.
And then it goes in, it shows Zod, his corpse being wheeled in, and then the Doomsday stuff.
Okay. And that's pretty
And then Doomsday uses his soul, or his
heat vision. Yeah. Which that leads me to, I'm going to cut you off, because this actually was probably my favorite part of the trailer. Because she came in like a fucking badass.
A Wonder Woman.
Did you not, am I alone, that was my favorite part in the whole trailer?
Yes.
I would agree with that. And I didn't even know what was going on until you see her there with the shield, and you're like, oh.
Because here's the thing. When they first casted her, out of all three of us, I was the first one to put my hand and go, I don't see it. I don't see her as an Amazonian. She's not big enough. She doesn't look strong enough. But when I saw her in this one, I'm like, I was wrong. I'll admit it. I was completely wrong. She fits it to a T. I'm like, I'm excited for a Wonder Woman solo movie based off that one scene alone, because she just handled that like a champ, dude. That was awesome.
Yep. So,
anybody agree? What was your favorite part of the trailer, Tony?
I would say I'm stuck between the Doomsday reveal, but then also I thought it was a cool way to introduce Wonder Woman, like saving Batman and Superman from. Well, we knew Batman would be incinerated. Mm-hmm. Superman probably would have taken a nice hit, but her stepping in front of that blast. Fuck you, Joe. but Wonder Woman just jumping in, not knowing what the hell's going on.
I'm glad they didn't reveal too much of her to let us know how she gets involved with it.
Yeah, so. We still haven't heard her speak or anything yet. Yeah. So.
And I did like the line where they look at each other and goes, I thought she was with you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was awesome.
I thought that was fitting for that.
Because I think I agree with Tony. My two favorite moments, tied for two favorite moments, was seeing Doomsday revealed. He actually looks really menacing. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
And then the Wonder Woman. It's so funny that in a Batman versus Superman trailer, my favorite part was Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
I didn't
I
think
agree.
That could be possible, but she was actually the best part of it. So.
Yeah, I'm sold.
All right, Jay, do you agree? What's your favorite moment?
Yeah, probably the Wonder Woman reveal. Scene.
Okay. So I think that's our coverage of the trailer. Was there anything else that we needed to hit on for that? I mean, are we all both? As I said at the beginning of our short recording here, I was upset it revealed so much, but I am really amped up to see it. I'm excited to see what they're going to do. I think it's going to do a lot of. It's going to make a shitload of money. It's going to be good. I don't think. Excuse me. I don't think it's going to let us down.
I definitely want to see it more than I did before, but it hasn't moved above Civil War, X-Men Apocalypse, Deadpool.
No. It's going to be as good as Grease 2, at least.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, it's going to be what? It's usually going to be probably close to 2.5 hour movie. So there's going to be a whole lot that we haven't seen yet, obviously. I think we'll be wowed, I think. So.
Although they showed a lot, I bet you there's still a lot of stuff in there that we're going to go, oh, that was awesome.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
So, and I guess since we're here together, I guess we can cover this real quick. Did you watch the Civil War trailer?
Yeah, I did.
Do you guys want to cover that one real quick, Jay?
Sure.
Yeah, that pulled up?
I don't have it pulled up, but I pretty much have it memorized.
Yeah. Okay. Because I guess initial reaction to it. Me, again, when I watched Civil War, then I watched Batman v Superman back to back, I was more excited about Civil War, to be honest with you. Because it's, I guess Marvel just knows how. And again, I thought with Man of Steel trailer, that one's still the best of all these trailers we're talking about here on this episode. Man of Steel is probably the best one. That's how you do a trailer.
Right.
But Marvel knows how to do their trailers just right. They don't give away too much, but they give you just enough to go, okay, I'm into this. I want to see how it's going to go. My initial reaction from watching Civil War was, let's go. I'm ready. I can't wait until May comes around. I'm ready for this movie. What was your initial reaction to Civil War?
I liked it. The ending was kind of, the end of the trailer where Tony Stark / Iron Man was fighting with Bucky Barnes and Captain America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. I'm like, they're working. I mean, for a guy being in a suit, he was getting fucking worked over.
They were going to town on him.
Yeah.
You get to see just enough of Black Panther to make you intrigued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They show you a little bit on who's on whose side. They didn't show Spider-Man or Ant-Man yet.
Yeah, I was waiting, because I thought Ant-Man from the teaser at the end of Ant-Man was supposed to be involved at that point when they're trying to, I guess they're trying to break Bucky out of somewhere.
Yes, and he's going to be involved. He's already filmed his scenes.
Okay. And I'm glad they didn't show Spider-Man. I don't want to see him until we actually see the movie.
They won't. He probably won't have a big role in it, but they are going to save him for the last minute.
Because here's my question, and I know this is a little bit off topic. Could they not? I would think they would try to make Spidey the centerpiece of all of the Marvel Universe, because he is their flagship. And how are they going to incorporate that into this whole universe going? Because in the books, the way they've always teased it in both the 616 universe and the Ultimate Universe is someday he's supposed to take over for both Cap and Tony and be the guy that handles all of this. Do you see that happening at all in our lifetime? Do we see that in the movies where basically we'll see an Avengers movie where Spidey is the leader of the Avengers?
I don't know if we'll ever see it.
Okay. Tony, you think you'll ever see it?
Some point, but it's going to be a minute.
It's going to be a
but
long time.
Yeah.
Because we're in, this will be, what's the beginning of Phase 3? Is this
Civil
the
War.
Civil War.
Civil War is beginning of Phase 3. And we have never, I don't even know if they have Phase 4 planned out yet, correct?
If they have, they haven't revealed it yet.
Okay, that's the part.
But even with Phase 3, they announced there's going to be 3 additional movies, and they haven't said what those are yet.
Okay. So, all right, so we, what did we, did you go bit by bit here in regards to?
Yeah, I got one. But I have a picture pulled up of Robert Downey Jr. and Henry Cavill.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. says, "We have a Hulk," and Superman says, "We have the rights to all our characters." So it comes back to Iron Man. He says, "The only character you used right is Batman. All of your other movies suck." And then it's Superman saying, "Shut up!" yeah, I didn't really break this one down the same way, but
I think you hit on the major, the big points were, the big reveals were, you got to see Black Panther for a quick second, which was, that was my probably one of my favorite moments in the trailer, was seeing that.
We know Scarlet Witch is on Cap's side. They never really said before, because they kind of broke out who was on what side.
Mm-hmm.
They showed the Cap and Bucky fighting Iron Man at the end, which was awesome.
Yeah. That was probably my favorite moment of the trailer. But to be honest with you, the most impactful moment of the trailer was when you saw, they kind of glimpsed of Tony holding on to War Machine.
Yeah.
He's holding War Machine in his hand. And then you see the quick cut to where you hear Cap telling Tony, "I'm sorry, Tony, he's my friend." And you hear Tony reply back, "So was I."
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, it was
done.
Good.
I was like, "All right, $20. Let's see it. Let's go."
I did like how they brought General Ross back from the Incredible Hulk, William Hurt.
Yeah, Thunderbolt. Yeah.
I like how they're bringing him back in.
Yeah, bringing. I like how they keep. See, this is what separates Marvel from DC. You have continuity that works across all platforms in Marvel. And why the hell DC feels the need to recast Flash and also not incorporate Green Arrow into their Justice League movie? Huge fail. Huge fail. Because I know the ratings for this most recent crossover show of Flash and Green Arrow got huge ratings. Huge ratings. And yet, they're not going to even incorporate... No, we'll keep them separate. Why? You already have an established audience that wants to see these guys on the big screen. And you know the audience wants to see that. But they just say, nah, we don't care what the audience wants. We're going to do what we're going to do. And I'm like, no. Why would you do that? Why would you make it confusing for audiences going, well, hold on, wait, why? For just the casual viewer that goes, I was flipping through channels. I saw Flash on TV. Why is this guy not the Flash? That's going to confuse people. They're like, I don't care. It's not the guy I saw on the TV show. This doesn't make sense. So that's just one of my big gripes about the two different universes.
And I can understand that. I think Kevin Smith was talking about that recently. And one thing he did point out is the TV shows for Marvel have been secondary to the movies. And they haven't developed S.H.I.E.L.D. like they should have. Yeah. And pretty much if something happens in the movie, they have to adjust the show for it. So I can understand why they keep them separate, but at the same time, I'd much rather see it all together.
It makes no sense to me. That's big gripe of mine. But
yeah, they should have put Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Netflix, though. Fuck ABC.
That's the model. Opinion. That model works so well for the Marvel shows. It works perfectly for Marvel shows. Yeah.
But I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're trying to get everyone. These Netflix ones are more adult-only, a little more violent, more language in them. So
does it really appeal to a younger audience that you're trying to go after? I don't know if that show really appeals.
But here's the thing. Disney owns ABC. So they're going to put what they can on network television because they can get more money from it than what they can get from Netflix.
Yeah. So any other big moments that we missed from the Civil War trailer that we wanted to hit on?
I thought from the trailer initially it was going to be Bucky was the reason for the Superhero Registration Act or however they're going to phrase it.
Mm-hmm.
But they've come out and put the synopsis of the movie out there, and it's because of something that happens with the Avengers.
Okay, so it's going to following the comic to
more
a, to
following
a point.
It, yeah. Because in the comic, it was the New Warriors that set
a school,
set off,
right?
Yeah, set off a bad guy who blew up a school.
Okay,
and so, but in the comic, it's going to be
why
the Avengers.
Why would you not follow that? That would be
because
so
you
it
don't
would make
have
it make sense so much in regards to why you have the Registration Act. They need it because and if you want to
because
if you want to appeal to the non-comic audience going, this is the reason why, because it would apply to real life.
Right.
You know,
these
sense,
inexperienced
you know?
Heroes don't know what they're doing. Yep. We need someone to control them and show them what to do and follow them.
Yeah.
That sounds like the Mutant Registration Act in X-Men.
That's what it kind of was like in the comic book.
So, excited for both. Now, if you were to ask me, I guess we'll go around which one am I more excited to see? My initial reaction to Civil War was I was more excited about that one, but in the long run, I am going to be more excited about Batman v Superman. That's all I care about. I want Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Of these two, I'm going Civil War, but then they're still behind Deadpool, so.
Yeah. Oh, both behind Deadpool.
Both behind Deadpool.
That's gonna be more fun. I think you're gonna have a fun time watching Deadpool. These two, you're gonna be interested because of continuity. I think. But Deadpool, it's a standalone, and you don't care. Like, they'll probably do a sequel, right? But
yeah, they'll probably do a sequel, and it's going to tie into X-Men somehow because they're using Colossus. But,
yeah. So, Tony, as far as you go, which one are you more looking forward to?
I've always been partial to DC. I mean, Marvel's going to get my money, too, but Batman v Superman is that's the one I'm looking forward to the most. Especially getting to see, like, Doomsday. That's going to be huge. I'm going to see how they're going to, what they're going to do with him.
Now, here's the question. Do you think, let's do speculation part of this.
Right.
For both, I guess we're going to do speculation for both. For Batman v Superman, when we see Doomsday, and you got the Trinity being Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, Doomsday being what Doomsday, we know what he is, and we know what Doomsday can do to Superman. Are we going to see, that's at that point in the movie when we see the Justice League starting to come together, because it's Dawn of Justice, so we know what Dawn of Justice stands for. This is the Dawn of the Justice League.
Right.
At that point in the movie, I'm guessing, do we guess that Aquaman has not been in the movie the whole time? I don't know if we're supposed to see Flash at all. Do we get to see all of a sudden they're tricking us and all of a sudden, boom, Flash, Aquaman, who else? Cyborg maybe comes into it
right
there at the end to help them fight Doomsday, and they leave it as a cliffhanger going, this is what we're going to show you in the next movie, why those other characters that were not in the movie the whole time, why they showed up at the end.
The only one that's been confirmed is Aquaman.
That's the only one that's been confirmed, though.
Confirmed, right.
And you would hope they would take this opportunity to go, hey, we're going to trick you guys and spoil it and go, hey, this is what you people want to see. Boom, it's on the screen.
But based off seeing Doomsday, at the same time, you might not expect that.
Okay.
Because they've already spoiled it by showing him.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm hyped up for it.
So then, I guess speculation for Civil War. Here's the issue. We know from Civil War we go into Infinity, right?
I think so. I think that was the next big...
That's the next big one. How does this play into Infinity? Do we know? Do we have any speculation how we're going to play into the next one?
Well, from what I've heard, the Avengers at the beginning of the Infinity War are not going to be the big ones. Maybe one of them. And so in the second movie, it's going to pull everyone together.
Pull everyone in. Yeah. That makes the most sense, I guess, yeah. So, but we're not getting to Infinity until 18, I think.
Yeah.
So we got a long time to go until we get to that.
And they're going to build up the other characters, Doctor Strange and stuff, before then. So
are we expecting though everybody to be Infinity too? Is that we're expecting that?
The way they've set up contracts is these guys are tied in for multiple films, not necessarily ones they star in.
Okay. So, all right, there you go. So we've hit on Batman v Superman, Civil War. Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about with those two?
No, that's it.
That's it. All right.
Yeah, those are the trailers. Yeah.
There
that's
you go.
All I want to talk about there. This is my very first short recording,
that's
I think.
It. That's all
wow.
they are. Yeah.
21 minutes.
I'm a seasoned veteran, sort of, I guess. All right. Hey, thanks for listening. Jesus Christ, what an outro. Thank you for listening to episode 21.1. We break down Batman v Superman and the Civil War trailer. Thanks again for joining us. Oh, do I have to go through that whole outro?
You don't have to. Okay. No, not really.
Yeah, you know where we're at. Google us. Thanks again. I go by the name of Toner.
Jay.
Matt.
Sound guy Steve.
Who did nothing.
Yeah. Thanks for running sound.
Thanks.
I made you guys sound good. Okay. Fuck you. All
right. Thanks for hitting record.
Yep. So until next time, you know the drill. Do whatever it is you do. Peace.
Bye. See ya.